99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and a very, very beautiful good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. The sun rises here. 17 minutes past 12. My name is Joyce Onyemoa. How are you doing? How was your weekend? I really hope that in spite of anything, and maybe even everything, that you are okay, you're grateful, life's moving. It's not pretty much what you want, but it's not as bad as it could be. All right. I'm happy for you. On the sunny side, as you know, we love to do, we talk about the Nigerian reality. Monday, we call it radioactive. If you're driving, drive carefully. I'm hoping that, you know, the bottlenecks of just being a typical road user, commuter. You know, I really hope it reduces. Every time I look at Nigeria, I wonder whether the Nigerians who manage the front lines, whether you're LASMA, FRSC, whatever it is, I wonder whether a police officer, I wonder whether they understand that this Nigeria is only as good as we make it. I wonder whether they understand that this Nigeria is only as bad as we make it, and that if we can try, look, so let me put it this way. If anything will change, if any situation will change, it's the people to whom that moment is a situation to that will change it. You see, whether it's good or bad, men have to dream it. Men have to conceive it, and men have to be willing to implement it and then defend it. Otherwise, there is no magic that can happen. It's just really that. It's good. That's because everybody's aiming for the good, and you try in your own little way, whether you're selling, whether you're an enforcement officer, whether you're military personnel, whatever it is that you are. It's that men would have to conceive good. And then men would have to do good for the society to be good. It's not out of the blues that any society is good or stable or safe or secure. It's not the doing of goodwill. It's the forthcoming of human determination, human thought, human conscience, human good conscience, that things are what they are. So if you like a certain, if you, for example, say you like French clothing, well, that's because there's an element of something on the inside of the human soul, or say the humans who create that thing, that give it its a type of beauty which automatically confers value on that thing. If you like Italian furniture, if you like Nigerian food, is that there's a type of something that comes about before that thing is created, and men carry the seed of whether it's good or bad. So from me to you, I'm really believing in a Nigeria that works. Well, I cannot deny that I was hoping that the weekend would not escalate tensions. Tensions already palpable. This weekend, it was a showdown, particularly on social media. I mean, Lagos is relatively quiet in that regard, but the videos didn't stop coming. So there are too many videos out there on social media. I cannot share everything with you because I cannot verify it. But then there are some videos I think pretty much by how it is constructed, pretty much verifies itself, whether it's the body or, say, the character in question. And it's really the situation about the herdsman. Look, Lagos is cosmopolitan. It's like Lagos holds a commonwealth of Nigeria. Lagos is a perfect representation of what Nigeria can be. The potential is there, but maybe the people need to conceive that Nigeria for that Nigeria to come about. The herdsman. Now, the reason I want to specifically use the tag herdsman is because I believe that there are Fulani people who are not necessarily of this character that we see or we talk about in the news. There are Northerners who maybe even frown at it. Northerners who think, no, this should be done differently. War doesn't favor anybody. War, chaos doesn't favor anybody. The first hour right now, I'm going to be opening up telephone lines. We're going to talk about this herdsman situation. Now, I'll play for you a few of the videos that have made it to social media. Now, because I cannot, I'll just show you a situation report. It's an alleged video that people say, it's a video alleging that there was some kind of attack on the highway. Now, because we cannot quite confirm whether it's herdsmen or not, I'm just going to share that video with you, and just to give you an idea what is happening in our highways. War doesn't benefit anybody. You see, it's a different thing where you have... It's a different thing where you're fighting a cause, and your cause, right as it is to you, right it also is for your brother. So you and your brother, regardless of your geographical location, is fighting a single cause. So you see, when all of you come together and you're fighting for something, there are little to no casualties because the people are together. But when the people are not together, even the just amongst them suffer. It's one thing when you hear a bad guy is dead. It is something when you hear that the innocent is lost as well. So maybe they say in the art of war, yeah, some people will have to go down. But then for what cause? Why should there be anything like a wasting of human life? And maybe another question is, why isn't anything being done about it? Social media on Friday, I couldn't just take my eyes off it. I couldn't stop thinking about this herdsman situation. I believe that there are some people who, particularly, you know, Fulanese, who think, who might have a different approach to how things should be done. It is, if it's good for the Fulani man, then it should be good for the Igbo man. If it's good for the Fulani man, then it should be good for the Yoruba man. It should not be said to be good alone for the, for example, the Fulani herdsman, and not be good for the Osun man or the Benue man or the Igbo man. It shouldn't be. Because if we allow whether it's greed or hate, or the illusion that one person has more privilege than the other to supersede human judgment, there's bound to be error. When there is error, it births chaos. When there's chaos, it's anybody's game. Chaos, because it pretty much takes the form of lawlessness. It's anybody's game. I mean, if a person dies today, it's death, it's it. But it's that... If there is no end in sight, if there is no objective in sight, then he never really stops. Then even the one who thinks he stands on something can't even stand anymore because there's practically no ground to stand on because there is chaos everywhere. We're going to talk about that. And I've heard too much of restructuring Nigeria that honestly, personally, I'm confused. So I feel that the conversation is going to tilt towards that direction. In fact, I'm welcoming the opinion. That would be in our second hour. We're going to talk about what Nigerians mean when they say restructure. So that's for the 1 o'clock hour. And then in our 2 o'clock hour, we intend to look at the beauty that has occurred by way of lifting restrictions on Nigeria. The American government has overturned the restrictions placed on Nigeria by Trump. When I brought that situation to you a few months ago, quite a number of Nigerians were happy. You said it is a great thing that Trump placed a restriction on Nigeria because it gives Nigerians nowhere to run to, meaning that your only option is to stay back home and fight to redeem your nation. But now Biden has appeared to be like the savior of those who had sought greener pastures, or say maybe even those who are seeking greener pastures, meaning that if you had an ambition or a vision of leaving Nigeria, your chances might have gone up two notches. So, we're off on a break. When we come back, all of that on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're at 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. Growing up, my parents told me about the Civil War, the Nigerian Civil War. And, I felt that some parts... I found some parts interesting, given my mom's experience, given my dad's experience. So one of the things I found very funny was the joke my father tells about the rice he ate during the war. So in my house, if you cook jollof rice and it's not sweet, my father calls it win the war. So I remember I would say, what do you mean when you say win the war? He's like, this is kind of rice I ate during the war. And in my head, I'm thinking, it cannot be this good. You couldn't have eaten this during the war. So it's his way of saying that there's some kind of jollof rice that you make and it's war food. So if you make like a jollof rice, my father feels this is subpar. It's like, what kind of windy war food is So every time you had to beat my father's expectations with the jollof rice because it might just, I mean, it's, war is, you know, there's hostel food. I think hostel food is the worst, whether it's boarding house. I think that's the worst thing the students eat. But if my father says your food is war, civil war standard, then you know it's really bad. But they also told me the sad part about the war. My father doesn't even talk about it much, as much as my mom does. So I feel like in my father's head, it doesn't sit well, the war. So he talks about it not as much. My mother talks about it quite a lot. I feel because she felt it was a horrifying moment, but she kind of had it good during the war. Like, you know, she kind of had it good. Imagine having it good during a war period. Like, come on now, how good can he get? It's war. And then I realized that I don't want war. That's what I personally realized I don't want war. My mother told me about children who died, not from bullet wounds, but from kwashoko, you know. And she said the people had to eat food without salt. And after a while, they started to fall ill. Now, she had salt. Her mother had salt. The missionary, she called them something. Those who would come from overseas to give aid to people would always give her mother salt. She said salt was like gold during the war and that they always had salt. So in my head, I'm thinking, so I can't wake up and have a bath. So, do you know, every time I think about war, I'm like, so there's no water. So for me, the biggest, I think my own war was like, so I can't wash myself like that. I haven't thought about the salt part, but for me, I think my biggest concern would be there would be no water. So for me, so I want to wash my body and I can't get water. That. So I don't want war. And I've heard some Nigerians talk about, you know, Nigeria, and they seem to, I mean, they don't want it, but they kind of open their minds to the possibility of it. So I think I want to say, hopefully, that we can understand the consequence of it. And that should be the barometer upon which we measure our actions and reaction. I think that's the best way I can put it. That we understand the consequences of war, that nobody wins. And then upon that, determine what we want by way of human outcome, by way of national outcome. It's that we're going to do this together and come out on the other side. Or we're going to do this not together and you don't know. That's just the funny thing. You don't know. That's it. All right. In the news, first of all, Loretta Onoche says that she's in the news with something I think you might find compelling to react to. She is the senior special assistant in social media to the president, Major General Muhammad Buhari, retired. She said that every tribe in the country has bad eggs. In her view, let's stop giving the herdsmen, so let's leave it at the tag, the specific group, the herdsmen, bad name. She also claimed that many critics of the Buhari regime are actually driven by hate and bitterness, and therefore continue to accuse the herdsmen of every heinous act perpetrated by criminals, adding that such commentators were fishing for trouble. It's a very interesting one that she feels that way, that people who might have a position against the herdsmen are the ones looking for trouble. Well, Oyo State Friday had Oyo State gave an ultimatum saying that herdsmen had to leave, not because they were necessarily of any ethnic bias, but because of the ongoing, unchecked things that have been in the news, which is the killing, raping, extortion, destroying of both lives and property. 0700-993-993-993. It's a moving story, so we would continue as the conversations go. Community leaders in Igangon, in Oyo State, have on Sunday recounted their ordeal at the hands of the herdsmen. The community leader spoke during a visit to the state government delegation to the town, stated that they had paid a total of 50 million naira as ransom for kidnappings carried out by herdsmen in that community. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the sunny side. We're talking the herdsmen and how can we best manage the herdsmen situation. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Thank you very much. Welcome. What's your name?
Sunday is my name.
Okay.
It's a joy. I want to congratulate you and thank you for the good job you are doing for us.
Thank you.
But however, your good job is not yet enough for us. Yes.
I'm not your redeemer. I don't know what you mean when you say that.
Okay. Please, what I want to say is concerning NC registration. I don't know whether you allow me to talk about that.
I cannot let you speak on that because that's not what we're speaking on at the moment.
Should I speak on?
No, you can't. Not now. Because, we're on something different. So hopefully later on during the day. All right?
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I think it's interesting that you expect me to come in like a knight in shining armor. But nonetheless, we move on. Hello.
Well done.
Good afternoon. Speak up for us. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Okay. I call from Iba area here. And my name is Udum.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to comment on the statement of the president saying that there are bad eggs in every region. Yes, I believe that. But I want to ask, is there any bad eggs in the region of the West or in the Eastern region that parade around even to the North doing the work of killing alone?
All right, yes. Hello?
Yes. And he says every tribe has bad eggs. They have bad eggs in their homes. They don't parade with their bad eggs to damage every other person. So the president supposed to withdraw such a statement from his mouth. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. How much of a problem are the herdsmen becoming? And are we thoroughly weighing the cost of the damages? Do we understand that? And if they're Fulani, I believe that, they're Fulanese in Lagos. I'd like to know what you think, being that this is a situation that directly affects where you are from. And maybe from your own perspective, we can understand how best there can be an outcome out of all of this. How much of a problem have the herdsmen become? Are we escalating the issue by the way we tell the story, or is this actually what it is and we need to take it as seriously as it appears? Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear us? Sorry about that. If you can make it back, welcome to radio. How are you? Sorry about that. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Hello?
Turn off your radio. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, Larry is calling from Ikeja.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Yeah, I think the problem, all this problem of restaurants, all lies in the hands of the president. Because I know during Obasanjo regime, OPC is giving problem in Southwest here, battling with police. I know how Obasanjo arrested the two leaders of OPC, take them to Abuja, and they signed undertaking there, not minding that it is his own kinsmen. But what we hear in the president's side is taking sides. You that are supposed to be the mediator.
Yeah.
If to say he called the chairman of the Mietiala Association, that's all. Say what is happening with your men you are controlling in the Southwest. Give him time to go and settle that issue, or I will deal with you. You will see that this problem, but when they are there, hearing the president taking sides with them, that is why they think keep on persisting.
So you feel that the presidency is in doing as much as they can with the necessary weight of the law at their disposal. So this is escalating.
Yeah, it's right now because it's a dear size.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. How are you?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Boswan Ajayi.
Yeah.
Now, I listened to the full script of the interview former President Olusegun Obasanjo had at the Wilson Center yesterday.
Exactly. I was also going to play that excerpt for you.
And then, Congressman Wolf, expressed some concerns about, the activities of terrorists in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Mainly from a particular part of the country. Now, President Obasanjo, something like, when there are concerns about your people, your tribe, you act as a president to all. You don't take sides.
Mm.
And when your people come grandstanding and saying, they are ready to go to war and things. Now, if war breaks out, do you think your people will be here where they can graze, or you all will be shipped back to a particular part? Nobody wants war, like you said. Or, you cannot say peace and unity when there is no justice. People are being kidnapped, their source of livelihood. Can you go to the U.S. and say somebody takes this cattle from his ranch and goes to people's farm to graze? These are simple things that can be resolved by, creating, because these guys, they are doing private businesses. Let them take land on lease and graze their cattle there. You cannot deny people their hard-earned labor, by doing your own business. And when people are pushed to the wall, nobody has monopoly of violence. And so when people accommodate you here in the South, and then you go into communities, wrecking havoc and killing people, of course there's going to be a time when they're going to react. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The sunny side, good afternoon to you and welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Okay, book on the line.
All right, go ahead.
Just like the last call I see, Joyce, all these things affect us. When we talk of Nigerians doing things, for example, I traveled to the East. I was coming back. I bought plantain on the road. Bought curry. Just imagine if the farmers didn't plant those things, I wouldn't have bought it. Or if I come back to Lagos trying to find this thing to eat and I didn't see it, or even the one I see, the price goes high. Do you think I'll be happy? So if these farmer headers are killing the farmers, then they should understand, because their family are among people that consume most of this food. I was saying to someone the other time, see, these cattle there, they grow, so to say. The leathers we got from their cattle, the omo, the meat, it's still the farmer that will consume it in one way or the other. Think the people now, the people that is doing what work for them, think that's the best way to go, because the government doesn't and didn't value the lives of people. These killings have been going on over years. These days we think, we just call how many people killed, number of people kidnapped, this and that, the headers, the bandits, and nothing is being done, just like talking about injustice in our land. So if the way to go about this now, what work for this state, they should take it for themselves to get, because the constitution has seen like that.
All right,
come.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Welcome to radio. What's your name?
Joyce.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, thank you very much. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank from Ojalaba.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank.
How was your weekend?
It was great, thank you. How was yours?
Fine.
Great.
I have my own small something to drop.
Please.
Guadi says that we have bad ex all over the country.
Yeah.
But why is it that this is OS become rampant since 2015? Are you getting me?
We're listening.
Why not this bad has come out over the years? Because it's 2015. This thing become rampant. If you go inside the village, I know you are the boss. You cannot enter inside the village. If you enter inside the village farm and see where Malu is marching people's farm, eating and destroying people's farm, you cry. Let them control all these things. And let them know that this power they are into, one day they will go down there and another person will enter. And if they refuse to come down, I don't know how he does Johnson.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Well, you say I'm an Ajabosa. I mean, you are too. You're not in the village, aren't you? You're in Lagos. But hold on a second. Talking about a first-hand, you know, reported account of the destruction of property, I have this video that someone tagged me to, and it would appear a farm owner arrives on her farm and pretty much went out of words. The video shows a large number of cattle on an open field. And and this is what she had by way of a reaction to what she was seeing. The Sunnyside, 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome. And it's, how much of a problem have the herdsmen become? Are we overestimating it? And then there's this Sunday Igboho, who pretty much has been the star of the moment the last few weekends. Not necessarily, I don't think he's seeking anything. I feel it's pretty much just somebody having a reaction to what has been, you know, ongoing in the news. And the question of, maybe you would expect that somebody would rise up and say something. Well, in Oyo State, a certain Sunday Igboho, is certainly Igboho, yeah, had something to say about the herdsman, and I'm looking for a particular excerpt I wanted to share with you. It kind of eluded me, but I would find it and share it with you. Meanwhile, I want to find out whether you understand the weight of what we're talking about. Are we overestimating it, or this is really what it is, and the sooner the better something is done? Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Hello, turn off your radio.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling. Welcome. What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Turn off your radio. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. George. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Leko.
Thank you very much for calling.
George, I was affected directly.
Oh, okay. How do you mean?
My mom, Gino's sister.
Okay.
She farms in Oyo State. That's what she do. She does. Mm. You understand? So, presently, as I'm saying, she can't go too far. Get it? The Fulani, they are kidnapping. The rape. This is something I know personally. This woman, they killed her son last 2 years on her farm. You get it? Then there's nothing. They are not doing anything. Last year, they caught some kidnappers there. They took them to the police station. Then they transferred them to the state capital, Ibadan.
Mm-hmm.
With at the end of everything, they say they transferred them to Abuja. There's nothing. We didn't hear any courts, nothing.
Yeah.
No justice. So how do you want us to fold our hand and be looking? The presidency is not reacting all this while. This thing has been happening now. Presently, the cell kid in that community there, they have security guns. What are they doing with that? Security is supposed to be the head of the henchmen that is coordinating them. When something is bad, whether there's something bad, we'll go there to report,
okay,
and we'll caution them. But you are going with guns and everything, cars in your compound, in a village. When we the village, I don't even have such thing. Where did you get those things from?
Okay.
That's a question you're supposed to be asking.
That's a good question. That's a very good
you
question.
Suspect that when you call, you meet the Seriki, you heard when that woman is saying, "I'm Seriki, the woman, that Seriki is looking at them. Look at what they are doing to my farm, to our farm." You get it? So justice, nothing. So when you go to police station, police tell you they can't do anything, this, that, or they will call them, they will say, okay, they'll transfer it to a battle. You won't hear anything again. You can't identify these people. They just see them in the bush. They will eat your farm. That, as I'm saying, my mom, Genius Tana, what she does is she plants cassava, those yams that we use for amala, elubo.
Yeah.
Then they'll process it and send to Lagos. Presently, she can't go to farm. They are eating all our crops. They are kidnapping everybody. They are scared. Now, the Fulani, they are planting. Yeah, we are buying the yam from them.
Wow.
That's why you see things are expensive and you can't even get them.
They're planting where?
They are planting on that land. They have community. They have houses. They have, you don't understand how this thing works.
No, I don't.
They have community there. They have Seriki. Seriki just like a king. That king, like the elder.
Yeah.
Yes, that you can report to. If people are coming into that community, he's the one that you appoint land to them. He just appoint land anyhow without consulting anyone. You know, he has been there for long.
Yeah.
You know, how to speak the language and everything. So, you know, then our father will give them the land, you know, just farm there. We have a lot of land, so we are after to we'll do pomo, we sell pomo and all those things. That is how they do this exchange then. But now they farm, and where they are farming, their cattle don't eat their plants. So we have to go and buy from there, and we can't go to the farm. And people are not talking, no justice, nothing.
Okay.
The president is not saying anything.
Okay.
When
okay.
Sunday door came out now, the alarm started raising up. The war is there already, just that we are not seeing it. The war has been there. So you can't expect us to fold our hand and see things happening like this and we won't do anything.
All right.
The war has been there. So because the Sunday Igboro just came out, like it's too much. He has influence, he has money, he stays in Ibadan. But that place is his hometown. You see, he will not allow anybody to take his father's land. It's enough is enough. That's what he's agitating for. Now the police came out, I want to arrest him. Let them go arrest
him. All right.
Yes, I submit here.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to quickly share with you an excerpt from an interview that Sunday granted the BBC. He believes that there is justification for that ultimatum that was given to the herdsmen to vacate. So I want you to hear this, and then you tell us what you have to say about the weight of what we're looking at, because I think we have to estimate the cost of what we're looking at to be able to understand or determine how this can be resolved. Sunday Igboro on to BBC on Nigeria Info.
One of me sim joba mo lo nda si nkan ti o kan mi sugbon to kan mi mo da si lori pomo yoruba ni mi bi joba ba wa ti o si eto to ye ko se fun ara ilu ti won dibo fun to je joba le lori ti joba ba wa ti abo ba si fun ara ilu to ro se joba le lori ara ilu didi fun ra e ke se pe mo passé abi mo dédé passé abi mo kan son kan ti o wa lato kan mi nkan to fa oro yi ni pe en ewo lati bi ijo melo kan sin bi ose bi meji sin nipa oro awon Fulani to wa ni gbogbo barapa eworu doctor wa Dr. Fatai PhD doctor omo Yoruba to o kawe to gboye o wa lo si loyinbo ni ani odun o lo sise o wa de okode o wa lo lu baba e ni gangan o da oko agbado ege esu orisirisi nkan soya beans o de gba omo wa ni gangan ba yen na si bere pete ton ba sise Fulani wa je oko e o wa gbera lati lo ba awon Fulani soro lati lo ba siriki Fulani pe e wa wo nti awon mo se lori oko mi ko e ko ri bayi lori le baba mi won de de lokun be na won de sapa ai mo yin yen be ta le muruko won lawon Fulani be lori ton pa won won ji awon kan gbe eni ton ba gbo to kiri lowo re won gba 7 million won gba 10 million won gba 11 million lori le baba wa oro edun mi o ba mi lokan je gan pe ta ba tori pe to olorun gba fa wa awon ara awon mo ti tele wa ton sabo fun wa awon ti o leri ti o tele won ko ndini to mu mi lo si
Okay, thank you very much. Piniel, hi, how are you? Hold on a second. I have a translator in the person of Piniel in the studio. So Piniel is going to help us understand. I don't know what he said. Hi, Piniel, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you're going to be our translator. What did he say?
So the first statement he made, he said that if a community exists and the leader of that community is not ready to defend its citizens, then the citizens themselves have to defend themselves.
Okay.
Of course, he was agitated. And then he said he didn't suddenly just make the demand himself.
Yeah.
But then he cited an example of the son of a man named Dr. Fatai.
Yeah.
And, you know, said the guy who traveled abroad, came back to Nigeria, to their state, to, you know, own a land, has quite a number of crops.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly Fulani herdsmen
invaded?
Yes, invaded the place and destroyed the farm. And then the young man went to meet their Seriki, that's the Fulani Seriki, to have a discussion with him to ask why and what happened.
Yeah.
But they butchered the guy.
Oh, he was killed?
Yes.
Okay, so this is pretty much the same sequence of things that we've heard.
Yes.
That's it? Thank you, Piniel. Are we off on a break? We're off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, I want to share with you what Mayor T. Allah has to say about this. He even thinks that he would like for Nigeria to be restructured and the Fulani go their way. He feels that the Fulanis have been marginalized. I can remember when the Igbos were the ones saying that they had been marginalized. So when we come back, Mayor T. Allah had something to say. And then Sunday, as a Nigerian and his right to speak has said something, and you certainly on the other end have the liberty to say something regarding this issue. Hopefully through the discussion and understanding of what is happening, we can foster a solution. We'll be right back on Nigeria. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce and welcome all our friends. We're looking at how best to manage the situation with the herdsmen. So first, from the government, Loretta Onoche is saying that some people are looking for trouble, considering the fact that there are bad eggs everywhere. But it would appear in her view that she thinks that people are over-criticizing the herdsmen. And for that reason, those kinds of people appear to be instigators or saying, instigators, people who might just be pushing a little too much or reaching for some kind of something. Someone says to me, it doesn't appear that Loretta Onoche understands or has been able to estimate the problem brought on by the herdsmen. We do not know whether she is deserving of that position or even worse, if she should be speaking. That is Jonathan. Thank you very much for your message. In Oyo State. So actually, we've been waiting for a kind of feedback from the headlines you just heard. The governors of the six Southwest states certainly scheduled for a meeting today. We believe that the meeting is probably ongoing. The meeting is to meet with leaders of Mayor T. Allah Cattle Breeders Association to discuss tension witnessed last week between residents and herders. The outcome will be shared with you, but as a Nigerian living in Nigeria, having been a constant observer of the outcome between different, you know, different natives complaining about one singular small group of people who go around extorting, killing, destroying, what do you think is the best way to handle this? Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Let's talk about this. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Paul.
Please go ahead.
Okay, please, the issue of this cattle rider, we can't say the president he don't know about it. He knows these people, he knows it who is into cattle rearing. So we can't just, that's why he always takes side with these people. He takes side. This thing that Sunday Ago has come to do is for all the Yorubas. Okay, you can hear it from that explanation that lady explained to you. She told you a guy came all the way from abroad to come and invest in his father's land. A cattle rider went there with his cow. Even the one you played also.
Yeah.
That the woman was crying.
Yeah.
That they have eaten up all his things.
Yeah.
The president cannot say he's not seeing all these things. It's just that he's taking side because they are his people.
Yeah, but
these people...
they're killing people. They're killing people. It's taking too. I mean, can we really say that this is deliberate silence?
It's deliberate. It's deliberate. It's because there is people. See, if Sunday Igbowo, if we can see Sunday Igbowo, Gani Adams, if they can come out. I saw on news this morning that Gani Adams said all what the Meati Alas are saying, that if they should stop that word they are saying, otherwise they are looking for war. I saw it on my phone. Even the news they read in your station, I've seen it before you people read it out. So Gani Adams said, if they should stop what they are saying, that if they continue with that statement, they are looking for war. And if the federal government, APC in general, if they did not take cognizance of this issue, they are looking for war in this country. APC want to cause war in this country. They are looking for war. And the Northerners, the Fulanis, they are not, they are not.
But that's the thing. It's not all of the Fulanis. It's the herdsmen.
It's the herdsmen, but they are taking side on each other. They support themselves. That's the problem we Yorubas and the Igbos are having. We are not giving support to ourselves. But the S-men, the outsiders, somebody went to meet their... Okay, do you see the video? Sunday Igbowo went to meet their leader. Somebody came out with AK-47.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ah, you should check on your this thing. Sunday Igbowo went to him. He said his boy should attack that guy. And they collect the AK-47 from him. Check on this thing. Niger, this thing. You will see, I saw it live. Sunday Igbowo said they should attack him and they collect in front of the Aseriki. They collected the AK-47.
Maybe it was self-defense. Well, I mean, it wasn't. Sunday didn't attack him, so he shouldn't have.
The Aseriki is there. Sunday Igbowo said if he tried to shoot, they collected the gun, AK-47. Those small boys, what are they using the AK-47 to do?
You're the second person asking that question.
Okay, thank you. That's my own contribution.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. The sunny side. The president in the year 2019 was at the Wilson Center. He was an invited guest, and he had a position, something that he diplomatically tried to manage. He didn't give too much, but he tried to reference what might be a problem and didn't quite necessarily state in explicit terms what the solution is. He feels that some things could have been done that aren't being done, and maybe in his words you might understand where this should go. On the sunny side, former president of the Republic of Nigeria, President Olusegun Obasanjo, at the Wilson Center.
Man, and they didn't vote for me, but the rest of the country voted for me, and I got almost two-thirds of the vote cast. The third question, I was trying to write it, but I didn't.
It was about managing diversity, that you talked in very general terms.
Okay, yeah, I talked in very general terms. Now, and what should I have done? That let me give you two or three examples. I just mentioned now, in 1999, the election, the Yorubas, who will probably, it depends on how you look at it, they will be either the second largest tribe in Nigeria, or depending how, if you take Hausa, Fulani, you separate them, Hausa separate and Fulani separate, the Yorubas might even be the largest tribe in Nigeria. they didn't vote for me. And immediately after I took over government, I called some members of my government. I say, look, the Yorubas didn't vote for us. Let us see what we can do. I didn't say that because they didn't vote for me, the type of statement that President Buhari made when, after the 2015 election, and he said only those who voted for him will enjoy patronage. Now, that immediately put the back of some people up. Now, and then there are at least two zones who did not vote for him. South did not vote for him. Southeast did not vote for him. And anything he does, they see it, he has said those who did not vote for him will not enjoy patronage. So you divide them. You made it they And we, straight away, I wouldn't do that. That is specific. Then, when you have a situation where your own tribe is being accused of something, now you must be able to look into it and make it transparently clear that that accusation is unfounded, or if it's founded, you deal with it. There had been, well, herdsmen, farmers. Now, herdsmen are mainly Fulanis. Nothing has been done. Rather than doing something about it, what we are having is, okay, we will create colonies, cattle colony. Where will you create colony in Nigeria? Is it in my own part of the country that you will now make a colony? Who will give you land to create colony within its own state? So these are specific. You are asking for specific. I can go on and on. But there are many things that should not have been done that have been done, and many things that should have been done that are not being done that will have helped in the area of management of diversity.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 11 minutes past 1 p.m. Mayati Allah Herd's group has called on the federal government to heed the call for restructuring of the country to allow the Fulani go their way. The national secretary of the group, Sela Al-Hassan, said in an interview that that, you know, they feel like the herdsmen have been marginalized in this country, and it was best if they were on their own. And in that way, they'll be protected. They'll feel protected. So, I don't know what he means when he says that they would be protected, or pretty much what the group says, or what the group means when they say that they would be protected, because it would appear that people who are complaining of the herdsmen feel that the herdsmen are a threat, depending on where you go and ask. The answer is the same, Ebonyi, Abia, Benue, as we have it right now, or your state. People are saying the same thing, and these are not necessarily, this is not a plot or a ploy. But then I thought about it. I wanted to know what Nigerians mean when they say restructure. Because personally, sometimes I find it confusing, particularly when we're hearing from Mayati Allah and his secretary saying that the Fulani herdsmen feel marginalized. And for that reason, they think the government should hit the call to restructure the nation. And restructuring means for them that they would go their way and that they would be secure. So I'm wondering, when Nigerians say, because again, I think it might mean a different thing to each man. I feel for the Fulanese, restructure might mean something. For the Igbos, it means something. For the Yorubas now, who are calling, you know, I've been hearing lately Yorubas saying, we want to go our own way too. And honestly, I have found that surprising, because that's not maybe what I thought. You know how it is. I'm Igbo, so I hear the story from a particular point of view. Not that it influences me towards bias. It's that for the longest time, you hear the news, and when you hear the Igbos cry out, you kind of really understand it given the background or given history, for example. And then now I'm hearing Yoruba say, we want our own, we too will want to go. And I'm thinking, is this a fancy word? Is this a fad? Is this the new fashion? Or do we really mean what we say when we say restructuring? But I think that there might just be a confusion somewhere. What does it mean when we say restructuring? We're still on the Fulani issue, but this time around, I think I'm trying to go lateral now and find out what the average Nigerian means when he or she says, let's restructure this country, because that's about the only way. 0700-993-993-993 on the sunny side. What's your name?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. What's your name, please?
Yeah, Comrade Ikechukwu from Otafa.
Yeah, we're happy to have you. Please go ahead.
Restructuring is going like before the war. That is regional. And when we are in regional, everything was moving on. Everything was going smoothly. Nigeria can never progress unless we restructure. I supported the 80 hours Let us restructure and go our own way. Hello?
We're with you. Hello? Please go ahead. I'm here. Go ahead. Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, let us restructure and go our way. Nigeria is confirmed. We are. It's like Nigeria is it's like a stagnant water. We are confirmed. We are not transforming because of this constitution. This is our constitution.
The constitution.
So let Fulani go their way. I suppose Gary Adam.
All right.
1967 is not 2021.
All right.
1967 is not 2021. I suppose that guy is something. If you can connect with that guy, let me follow that guy and find this Fulani. It is too much for them.
All right.
It is too much connecting with that guy.
All right. Uh-oh. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. We're Nigeria Info. We're talking about this current situation, which certainly has been an event in recent history, still is a present reality. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Sorry about that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name's JD.
Okay. We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe the problem with Nigeria is just what's the value that we place to life. Most Nigerians are shouting restructuring today, not because most of them actually know the meaning. They're shouting restructuring because they're frustrated. We call ourselves Nigerian, but how well are we Nigeria? I'm lucky to have grown in every part of this country, and I can tell you with facts and figures that we are not Nigerians.
Oh. What do you mean when you say that?
Let me explain. I schooled in the north. I grew up in Kano. And as a young boy who was in junior high, senior high, I was racially profiled in my own country.
Really?
I had a dream of becoming an engineer growing up. But when you finish your junior high, your junior school, you'll be told in Kano that as non-indigenes, you cannot go to science and technical secondary schools. These are things they're doing in the open, and we call ourselves One Nigeria. In the north, southerners are restricted to what they call sabungil. You cannot, as Christians, live in the old city. They'll come down south to tell you that we are One Nigeria, we're free to live everywhere we want to. You cannot, as a Nigerian Christian, go to the north and transact alcohol, do alcoholic business. You'll be shut down. Are we in the same country? Are we Nigerians? So until we begin to appreciate what is Nigeria, how do we want to live? Do we call ourselves a secular state where every Nigerian has freedom living in every part of Nigeria? Or certain people will claim they have rights to every part of the country, but every other tribe will not be free when you go to that side? Is that the kind of... If you go up north then, you work as a contractor, not permanent staff, anywhere or under government. So are we truly Nigerians in the word Niger? I cannot be free out in certain part of Nigeria, and I call myself Nigeria. This herdsman thing is a ploy, and I'll give you fact and figure. Everywhere you see the herders in the south, they also have farms, apart from doing their cattle. Everywhere they go, they have farms. You will not see their cattle destroy their farmland, but they enter people's land, destroy them.
Is that really true? You know, you're the second person saying that today on the show.
I am giving you fact. I'm not speculating. I'm giving you facts, things that happened to me, to my family. You understand? They will ensure that you go buy farm produce from them and destroy your own farm.
That's really?
Not to tell you, oh, they're criminals, we don't know them. But most of the heads in the south here, when they kidnap you, you go through them negotiating how you get your people back. Are you saying the government are not aware of this? Are you saying the police are not aware of this? How many times have you captured them and somebody will call from somewhere and say, release them, and the police will release them? Are we looking at all that? Is the IG not informed? Is he telling me their intelligence is so bad that they don't know what is happening in this country? The truth is, the country is not one yet. And until we begin to obey the rule of law, we have the law, say, just on paper, we do not. Joyce, you and I know that we do not obey. We're so lawless that certain big people will do whatever thing they like in this country. And all the time, we're taken for a ride. That is the fact. We are not Nigeria yet. and undealt. So when you see people call the average Nigerian, believe you me, once they are secured, they can do their business anywhere. Nobody's going to call for any restructuring. Mm. All people are asking is for them to have their life and property secured. You're free to call yourself Nigerians. My child could go to Maiduguri or Sokoto to live as Nigerians. It doesn't happen in the north.
So, pardon me, I don't mean to make you relive that sad experience, but you said something about Sabongeri, and then you say that they didn't allow you to go to engineering school. So I want to understand what you so what happened to you? Yeah. So did you come back to the south? Okay.
Yeah, I came to Lagos. My mom then took it up with the Lagos State Government. The Lagos State Government wrote to Kano State Government, and they told them they're going to resolve it. Believe you me, they didn't do jack.
Oh.
Those of us who were from the south were restricted to just the art and commercial classes. If you're from the north and Kano and all, but then you allowed you to go to the science and technical college. This is something that happened to me. I'm a Nigerian. Best of my friends in this country are from the north, from the east, and from the west. I'm a true Nigerian. But the problem we have is governance. Those people that are so-called leaders, they put all these ethnic religious divides within us. Go to the north and see whether the Hausa man will allow the Yoruba man to lead the Muslim prayers. Is it not the same Islam? Most of them want Sharia in the north. But tell them to go and live in Saudi Arabia where they practice Sharia. No, they'd rather go to America and the UK. So why are we deceiving ourselves?
Okay.
We are not truly practicing the federalism that we're so called. Certain people are privileged, others are just there. Everything they come here to do in the South, you cannot do it. Recently, they went destroying people's businesses in the name of, we don't want alcohol, but most of them come down South here. Old parties, we're all friends. They take alcohol. Who are we deceiving? If we want to be secular, let us be secular.
But I think we're actually secular. I mean, that's what I think we are.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Okay,
no, we're not.
Okay.
We're not. We're not.
Okay.
Because you cannot practice your religion freely in the North. They will claim you can, but they will so restrict you. Have you heard the situation whereby their children will go and marry other religion and they will deal with their own children for doing so?
Oh.
So it's like they feel threatened by the people in the South. Why? Why are we deceiving ourselves? If we want to remain as one country, let us. If we do not, the British people that left us with regional system of government, they know why. Because they know that we cannot, you know, work together the way we are right now.
All right.
So the best thing is, we can remain one Nigeria. Let the North practice whatever they want to practice from that northern Nigeria. Let the South do whatever they want to do. If we continue like this, we'll end up in another civil war. Look at it. It's drumming up gradually, and you can see it.
I want to, if you don't mind, please, I want to ask you this question. Someone has asked me this question, and I don't have an answer to it. Given the fact that you lived in the North, I want to know what you think about it. Now, some people say that the herdsmen, when they go into a particular estate, they go into the bushes, occupy, they don't pay for land. Now, the person is asking me, why don't they do that? I mean, I don't know why they don't do it. The person is saying that other Nigerians, when they go into other regions, they pay. They pay to occupy space. They pay to use things. So if they're renting a store, they're paying. If they're buying land, or if they're going to occupy land, they're paying for it. But he's saying that these other guys don't do that. So I don't know. Is that really accurate?
The answer to that question is the response by the head of Miyete Allah. The guy said they own every land in Nigeria. What nonsense. How can you come out to say you own every land in Nigeria? And that guy should be arrested for that statement. So you mean in my father's compound now in the South, you come and tell me you are the owner? So is that not another jihad? Wasn't that the way they start spreading the religion? This is modern time. Stop all that 16th century rubbish.
Wow. Thank
heading,
you.
Heading yeah. is a lifestyle and it's a business. If you want, look, we should stop all they graze, they are free to move. No! No, in the north, there are certain ranches where they keep their cattle. If you want to have it in the south, Dangote is in the south doing businesses. All the places, he bought them. He has a refinery there. He bought the land there. So if you want to have your cattle, go to the forest, tell the government, the state government, because of our business, can you please do this? Or all these state governments could have their own ranches and let it out to these people anywhere they go.
Okay. All right.
Can you imagine, Joyce?
Yeah.
You've traveled around the world. Can you imagine somewhere, you love Italy, somewhere in Sicily or in Rome, you now see cattle all over the street.
I don't know. That's a good comparison.
No, it is. Because we're trying to develop the country. And the next thing in Abuja, it happens everywhere. Cattle will just disturb you everywhere
you go. So now, that's the question. When we say restructuring, it seems as though the Fulanese, it would mean something different. It would mean for them herding, trekking the length and breadth of, you know, the country, because that's what's cultural to them. Just trying to understand all of this, and what do you say restructuring means to you? On the sunny side, let's talk about it. We're off on a break? Yes, we are. We're off on a break. We'll be right back when we come back. 0700 993 993 993 on the sunny side.